This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge that we have by obeying the Word of God. And truly, we are the people of God, a people that's circumcised in spirit, not in the letter, but inwardly, the Spirit of God. And I thank God so much for our great pastor who's going to tell us what thus saith the Lord. And truly, we are holy. We're sanctified. We keep the Word of God. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is the truth. And I'm thanking God for a great messenger of God that's going to tell us the truth. Our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you. Elder to the elders, missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're grateful for our leadership that's going on. Moses and all of God's anointed. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. It's the Ten Commandments. It's God's word. It's law. God commanded it. In order to get the commandments, you got to go back to Moses. Choir, let's go back to Moses. Thank God. God for the choir. Sanctified soldiers, we know one another's lives. As the scripture says, know them that labor among you. We know these that we serve with. Shepherd should know the sheep. And I'm grateful for the mind that they have today. It's the Sabbath. This day was made for rest. 6 days were made to work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. We're not just Sabbath day keepers. We keep God's commandments. And in the commandments it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Deacon Debbie?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. It's the Sabbath. And I don't want anyone to get upset when I repeat what the word is calling for. The word says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, if you're a Baptist or a Presbyterian or whatever you might call yourself, New Bethel, you cannot live holy unless you live and keep God's commandments, which makes you holy. This is not for the Lutherans or the Methodists, whatever method they got. This is not for Catholicism. This is not for Judaism, as the Lord says, the Jews' religion. This is not what this is. A true Jew is holy. That's who the Lord was. He was the Holy One. He is the Holy One of Israel. He's a Jew. We are Jews. A true Jew is those that have been circumcised in heart. Isn't that beautiful? So I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Jews that are not sanctified, the ones that kill the Lord, which means churchgoers. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm happy to report this.
Beautiful.
Isaiah said, who believe our report? Yes. Lord, who have believed it?
Yes.
I do. Right. Isn't that beautiful? I believe. Now, thank God. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great? That means whoever you might be. Jesus said, those that do and teach shall be called great. And it's in the kingdom, in the church, not outside, because they don't know God. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? Yes. So those that do and teach have God in their life, and he's close. Yes. As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And so many say, Jesus is my righteousness. If you're not keeping God's commandments, he's not your righteousness, because the Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. So the Lord upheld the Father's word. He believed in it, and that's what he set before those that followed him. I requested this song go back to Moses because the so-called leaders sit in Moses' seat. Now, I didn't say that. That's what the Lord said. Let's go to Matthew's, Deacon Franny. Matthew 23 and 1. Every preacher is sitting in Moses' seat. What am I talking about? Moses is the model preacher. He's the model son. He was such a model, the Lord came just like him. Isn't that beautiful? Who else was a model son? David. He said, he's the apple of my eye. Man after mine own heart. Who else was like him? All that keep his commandments. Isn't that beautiful? Because we're all one in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 23 and 1. What does it say?
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
Every preacher that call themselves preaching is sitting in Moses' seat. But do they have clean hands? Are they worthy? Are they teaching what Moses taught? Jesus taught what Moses taught. Moses brought the word to the people. It's called the commandments.
That's right.
They sit in Moses' seat.
Yes.
What?
All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe.
God wants us to obey the word. Now, you cannot obey the word if you don't have understanding. These that sit in Moses' seat, they have the word, but they don't have the understanding because they're not doing what they're teaching.
Right.
But he's saying, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. What?
That observe
what?
And do. But do not ye after their works.
Don't do after their works. Why?
For they say and do not.
Because they're saying, but they don't have any works. So don't do after them. They say they have great faith, but they don't have no works. Let's go to James. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't do after their works because it's zero.
Right.
That's what the Lord is saying. Don't act like them. They do a lot of talking, but they don't have any fruit. Don't be like that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
How plain is that?
Yes.
They don't have any works. Right. Say it again.
Right.
Well, why, Pastor? They don't have no works.
Right.
Well, Pastor, he's saying don't do after their works. They don't have none.
Right.
He said they say and do not.
Right.
That means they're talking God, but they don't have God. They're talking about what God's requiring, but they're not obeying God. They don't have no works. James. 2:17.
Yes, Pastor. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead.
So these preachers sit in Moses' seat. They're saying obey God's word, but they don't keep the Sabbath. It says remember the Sabbath.
Yes.
They say love God with all your heart, but they're not loving God with all their heart. They got their own agenda. They're loving something different than what God is calling for. They're saying obey God, but they don't obey God. God said, be ye therefore perfect. They tell you nobody can live perfect. That's not having the works of God. Read it again. Even so,
faith, if it hath not works, is dead.
If you don't have the work, it's dead. What?
Being alone.
He said, they say and do not.
Right, Pastor.
They got zero. They got nothing. Just a bunch of talk.
Right,
what?
Yea. A man may say, thou hast faith.
What?
And I have
faith. So now you all got faith. Now we could say that about the preachers. You all got faith, but we got works.
Right.
And some do have works, but they don't have the word.
Right.
They got works, but they're not remembering the Sabbath. They got gods before them. They don't know what graven images are. And they take his name in vain. So they got works, but they don't have faith.
Yes, sir.
What?
Show me thy faith. Without
show me the word you say you believe. Show me God's word. Explain to me what his word is.
Yes, Pastor.
Show me that his word is law and is yet stands today. Show me that you understand his word is not destroyed, because so many say, well, the laws of God have been destroyed. Show me what's been destroyed and show me God's word. It's the same. Show me God's word and show me what in there that you're keeping it. And the fruit of it.
Yes, Pastor.
Show me thy faith without
thy works.
without thy works, and what?
And I will show thee my faith.
I'll show you my faith, my keeping God's word, what?
By my works.
By my works. I'll show you how I'm keeping God's word by my works. Because the word says, remember the Sabbath day, honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. When you do that, you don't have gods before God. You don't make any graven images, and you don't take his name in vain. And you remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. Because these are to your neighbor. The one you see. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Thou believest that there is one God.
What?
Thou doest well.
Every faith just about tells only one. Paul said there's one Lord, one faith. But the faith of Jesus is the commandments. What?
The devils also believe and tremble.
So I don't get excited because people say, I believe, I know it's a God. Everybody knows it's a God. Some don't believe it's a God. You can believe what you want.
That's right.
Because you say you believe, so what? Devils believe. But where's the work? Right. What?
But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
And that's what these preachers have, and they teach it. It's dead. Because they have no works. They have faith. They sit in Moses' seat. They preach the word. But they don't have any work.
Yes.
James 1 and 21. What does it say?
Yes. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness.
What?
And superfluity of naughtiness.
What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted
so
word.
So let's receive Jesus. Say, well, we receive Jesus in our heart. Jesus is the word. Yet the word. He never changed. Jesus is the word.
All right.
Let's receive the engrafted word.
Which is able to save your soul.
So wait a minute. What kind of religion are you in? We're in the word.
Right.
We're in the commandments. And you are commandment keepers. What is that? That's done away with. No, it's not. No. The commandment is the word.
Right.
And so many of these sit in Moses' seat and don't know it. So how can you be taught?
That's right.
He told the model preacher, teach it to them. Let's get that.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4. Deuteronomy 4 and 1. That's what we started out reading.
Yes.
Keep therefore and do them. But we're going to read the first verse and the second verse, which tells you what the commandments are.
Yes.
Read the first verse.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto
because
the judgments.
These 10 precepts are statutes and judgments. They judge us.
Yes.
Here, O Israel,
yes.
Hearken therefore.
O Israel.
Therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments. What?
Which I teach you for to do.
You've
them.
Got to be taught this. You might read the 10 precepts, but it's got to be broken down and being taught what it means. And you must believe it. If you don't, you don't have faith.
Yes.
What?
That ye may live and go in and possess the land.
So in order to live, go in and possess this land of holiness, land that flow with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be taught it.
Yes.
And when you're taught it, you must obey. What?
Possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Yes. Ye shall not add unto the word
now,
which I
command. Now the scripture is telling you, don't add to it. In the 10 precepts, in the judgments, it's not remember the first day of the week. It's remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
Right.
That's what it's telling you.
Yes.
And God hallowed it.
Yes.
Not the first day of the week, the seventh day.
Yes.
Now, if you break one, James says, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the word, what?
Which I command you. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
In other words, don't add to it and don't take away.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments
now,
of the Lord.
Now, that means if you don't add to it, if you don't take away, you're keeping God's commandments.
Yeah.
But now these preachers that sit in Moses, he say, nobody can keep God's commandments. That was done away because you couldn't keep it.
Right, Pastor.
So you're saying you cannot keep God's word. What you're preaching it for then?
Right.
You say you're preaching the word. So preach the word.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
You can't keep it while you're preaching it.
That's right.
Let's go back. James.
Yes.
Read it again, James 1 and 21.
Yes, beautiful.
Oh, you know what them laws of God been done away with. Nobody could keep it. That's why he died on the cross. You are a liar.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Open the windows up, tell your friends and neighbors. Pastor Boyd said you're lying. And you're sitting in Moses' seat, you don't belong there. James 1:21, what does it say?
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted word.
What?
Which is able to save your souls.
To save us. Mm-hmm. Save your soul. What?
But be ye doers of the word.
What?
And not hearers
well,
only.
That's what these that sit in Moses' seat are. They're just hearers, but they're not doers. That means you don't have no work. If you're not a doer of what God has said, you don't have the work. Not hearers only. Mm-hmm. What? Not hearers.
Be ye doers of the word
and
not hearers only.
What?
Deceiving your own self.
Isn't that beautiful? 25th verse. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Now there it is again. The word, the engrafted word, is the law of liberty.
That's beautiful.
We have liberty to not have gods before God. Liberty. Not to make any graven images, liberty to not take his name in vain, liberty to remember and to keep it holy.
Yes.
That's liberty. That's freedom.
Yes.
Without law, you don't have freedom. You have chaos.
Yes, Pastor. And continueth therein.
What? He wait now. Yes. How are you going to continue with something you cannot keep?
That's right.
Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
And continueth therein.
And continually obey. Because the Lord said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. What?
He being not a forgetful
hearer. He not a forgetful hearer, but what?
But a doer of the work.
That's it, work.
All right.
Because this is the work we got to do. Not just saying God's word, but do the work. Do the work of not having gods before you. That's what we've done over here. 425, we don't believe in all these gods that are round about us. You can show love 24/7, and that's what we teach to do.
Yes.
Love everybody.
Yes.
But especially those of the household of faith.
Yes.
That we love everybody.
Yes.
Speak the truth in season and without. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We train up a way the child should go. That's what we do. Not according to the way the world trained the child. A way to God's spirit leads us to train up a child in a way it should go, to know the difference between what God is requiring and what the people are calling for.
Yes.
People are calling for Hanukkah and Ramadan. God ain't calling for that. That's the Jews' religion, Hanukkah. Ain't no Hanukkah in God. God has tradition, but God's tradition is remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And there's traditions possibly in God that we don't know about, but it's not in the Jews' religion.
Yes.
It's in holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's the Jews' religion that killed the Lord, those behind it.
Yes.
And also in the Jews' religion, it's called traditions of men. It's not in God. God has traditions, but it's not according to that one without the Spirit of God that God is not leading.
Yes.
Read.
This man shall be blessed. In his deeds.
Now, this is the one that's blessed. It's, oh, we like the Beatitudes. This is the attitude you got to have, too. That's one of the attitudes, and that's what he taught. That's the attitude he taught. Blessed is he that hung and thirst after righteousness' sake. Righteousness is keeping God's commandments. That's what this is talking about. It's called the law of liberty. It's called the engrafted word. It's called Jesus. It's called the commandments. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Matthew's 23:2 again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I hope you enjoying this. If you don't like it, I'm so glad I can't see your face. And if I did see your face, that don't mean nothing to me. Makes me no, never mind. My face is set like a flint.
All right,
isn't that beautiful? Don't mean nothing to me. You may not believe, but what if me don't believe?
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I one in the scripture says, I see men as dead trees. Trees.
Yes.
I see men dead.
All right.
All right.
And I see men as trees also. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew 23:2. All.
Yes. Saying.
Saying what?
The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
They sit in the preacher's seat.
Yes.
And they think they are something wonderful. And what they're doing is preaching about what Moses brought. Just like the scribes and Pharisees, by the time they came along, they had so much traditions incorporated in the service of God. Moses laid out the service. But one key element that the scribes and Pharisees left out, the word. All right. To do it. They only had a bunch of the service and tradition and made that religion. That's not religious. To obey God is to obey his word. Whatever he's asking you to do is the service. Yes. Obedience to God, that's religion. Pure religion, religion undefiled. Yes, read.
All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe.
In other words, what you do understand, do that.
Yes. All right.
And if you do that, as the scripture says, he that doeth truth cometh to light. Yes. When God sees you striving to obey what they bring you, God will lead you into more. That's what happened to me. I went to a Baptist church looking for God and recognized there was more. And I was willing to do it, and God opened that door. Showed me where to go. Saw the light, stepped and walked in it. He that doeth truth cometh to light. As the Lord said, seek and ye shall find. Some come into that knowledge and say, yeah, but I don't think so. They turn around and go back. That ain't no big deal. They did it with him. Yes. Many turn and go back because of the words he spoke. Yes. Read.
Yes. That observe and do, but do not ye after their works.
What?
For they say and do not.
They say and they don't have no works. They're just talking. We don't want to be like that here.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast 10. Messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.